The door was flung open just as Marquesa was leaving, almost knocking the pretty she-wolf in the head.
"Excuse me," a voice said.
"There's no excuse for you, I'm sure." The she-wolf looked the other female up and down, then lifted her nose in the air, scenting. "That's what I thought."
"It's 1 o'clock, Miss Randy Rutger," narrowed her eyes right back.
"Same to you."
Randy Rutger obviously had no idea what Marquesa was doing, smelling her to see just what kind of creature she was, finding her human and therefore lacking. But Randy was obviously an alpha female, and didn't seem to care what Marquesa intended, only in giving her the same derision in turn.
Good for her.
Bad for him. She wasn't going to make this easy. Especially since she smelled like his.
No, 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 not okay.
He looked up at the ceiling as if the remedy for this situation was written there in gold. Or excrement. He'd take anything but what he thought it was. Had to be Marquesa's scent, he reassured himself. He'd been taking her much too often, and his body was starting to identify her as his mate. That had to be it. Not a puny human. Especially not this puny human. From the burning hellfire in her eyes, she'd see him dead rather than speak to him. That was an awful lot of hate to be packed into a human heart. If she were turned with that kind of sour in her soul, it would be an ugly thing, to be sure. Everything was more intense as a wolf, all sensations, especially feelings. As a wolf, that rage would make her a monster. Goddess, but she smelled delightful. Like sex, chocolate, and all things good and true. She narrowed her eyes. Apparently, she'd been speaking while he'd been mentally stripping her out of that black pencil skirt with his teeth.
Mine.
Nope.
Mine. Nuh-uh. Mine. Damn it.
Well, I assume you know who I am, since you requested this meeting. She put her hands on her deliciously rounded hips.
Of course I know who you are, Ms. Rutger. You're the woman trying to destroy Wolven Industries. My question is why you'd submit your resume under those circumstances. Using your real name, what did you think that would accomplish?
He cocked his head to the side and tried not to think about how hard his cock was and how much he'd love to see it cradled between her amazing breasts. Blake scented no fear on her, only her innate sense that fired his blood. A job. If Wolven has nothing to hide, then you should hire me. After all, it's your fault my father is dead, along with our bank account. The least you can do is give me a job. He laughed. She had balls, he'd give her that.
If I killed your father, heartless bastard that I am, why would I give a damn if you don't have a job or a trust fund?
He tossed that at her, careless and cruel, trying to figure out her motivations as much as put some distance between them. I don't know. If you didn't plan on hiring me, why would you take time out of your oh-so-busy bastarding to talk to me? She lifted her chin, and her generous breasts heaved with the acceleration of her heartbeat. He stepped closer to her, and to her credit, she didn't back down. She was tall in her heels, as tall as he was. His fingers itched to grab her, to touch her, to see if her curves were really as plush as they looked. That's just what he needed, calling her in for a meeting and getting slapped with a very public EEO suit.
No thanks. Maybe I just wanted to take your measure. Perhaps it's part of my bastarding, as you put it. Call you in, raise your hopes, then crush you under my heel the way I crushed your father.
Her eyes flashed, and her scent changed. Her anger boiled just under the surface. He shouldn't have intentionally riled her, but the more she hated him, the better. Distance was what they needed. She couldn't be his mate. If she was, and not in any way one wanted to be. Because it was his fault David Rutger died. The wolf in secret drove the man mad. She took his measure, just as he'd said he was doing to her. She looked him up and down and, based on her expression, found him lacking.